Episode number 5 of Traveling. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Terrence Vargas. How is everyone doing? Our topic today is traveling tourism supply. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. The travel and tourism industry is one of the largest and most competitive in the world, and that means that tourism companies live or die by the quality of their marketing efforts. In particular, it is important to use the latest marketing methods to stand out from the competition in terms of price, quality, marketing strategy, and customer service. A growing aspect of the tourism industry is the use of social media and social networks such as Facebook and Twitter. These include organizations associated with conferences, exhibitions, training courses and activities, as well as online and offline advertising. The travel and tourism industry, including the hospitality industry, can optimize its revenues in times of low and high demand. Finally, there is a need to network more widely with other industries such as hotels, restaurants, hotels and travel agencies. These include companies that promote the interests of the travel industry itself, companies that help to effectively connect customers with travel and tourism products, and organizations that provide practical support and logistical assistance to tourists and travelers. Other initiatives include encouraging tourists to get to know different aspects of the country, thereby diversifying and spreading the economic benefits of tourism. A range of financial services relevant to the tourism industry itself, such as the infrastructure and services provided by the destination, as well as financial support services. The destination must establish a local sustainability program for quality of life, using sustainability indicators to monitor environmental quality, in this case biodiversity, as well as visitor satisfaction and changes in the tourism market. Marketing products and operations can then be adjusted according to the monitoring information received. This allows the company to exceed the expectations of its customers. The tourism supply chain includes the infrastructure supporting the destination, such as hotels, restaurants, hotels and hotels. This definition shows that tourism is not only about tourism, but also about the sector that makes up the unique tourist experience. Another aspect of the tourist supply chain is the quality of the products that customers buy themselves in certain situations. The quality depends on the performance of all links contained therein, and this forms the basis for the holiday product that tourists expect when buying a holiday. It is common for the terms tourism, travel and hospitality to be confused or defined as the same. On the other hand, hospitality can be defined by helping people to feel welcome and relaxed and to enjoy themselves. Simply put, the hospitality industry is a hotel, food and beverage group that together constitutes the largest segment of the industry. Business plays a diverse role in this industry, as it also satisfies people's basic needs while providing a form of entertainment. Many people travel to certain parts of the world to experience shopping, such as the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, Japan, and many others. Guides offer tours to places that usually consist of a group of people who travel to major attractions or tourist sites nearby. The role of a guide is to provide objective information and context, which helps to make the tour more interesting and educational. Tourism products are attractions, facilities, infrastructure and organizations that meet the demand for tourism. Some forms of tourism here are nature-based tourism such as hiking, camping, fishing and camping. The destination provides inclusive intangible services to satisfy the needs of the tourist, and the tourism product is an attraction, facility, infrastructure or organization that meets the tourist requirements. The core product is the satisfaction that is expected from actual consumption and that satisfies the search for something new. The more the environment is the basic product of tourism, the more attractive the destination becomes for tourists. It affects the quality of life of people, the environment, the economy and the tourism industry as a whole. The demand for travel agencies is in line with supply, as tourists use almost exclusively goods. This includes canceling or redistributing the expenditure on travel agency services, and it includes farmers supplying restaurants with vegetables and taxi drivers taking tourists from the airport to hotels. Once a commodity is reconciled with supply and demand, the ratio of the tourist commodity to a given commodity is examined. The offer is the ratio of travel agencies to tourists in the travel industry, which serves as a measure of the performance of travel arrangements within the industry. This is all for today, guys. My name is Terrence and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Traveling and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks. Bye-bye.